Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear_. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So we enter back in with Jace, Mitch, and Leo in a hospital waiting room. Jace, did Piotr stick around?
I think once Miss Velmont got there, he was like, dad duty over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew it was important for us. So he just told me to like text him and he would come and get us. But he's probably gone.
Okay. Leo comes back with awful hospital waiting room coffee, hands it off to everyone.
Thanks, babe.
Mitch already has a Mountain Dew. That's still the same.
Prom night, and he holds up his coffee in kind of a mock cheers.
Went about the way I expected.
Oh, come on.
What? You know I'm right.
I want to say you're not. That's just being ornery.
Well, good thing I know you better than that.
He just kind of shoves Leo a little bit. Okay, I've got a really weird question. Really weird. Does the name Kronos mean anything to anybody here?
That's a time god. I think we learned about them in the world mythologies part in English class.
Yeah, he's locked up in the farthest depths of Tartarus.
There was that weird picture that went around Twitter a few months back that was like a really gross painting of him eating a child.
Well, I mean, he did eat lots of children.
But no, other than that, no. Do you think it's something to do with the anomalies?
Maybe? I don't know. When Ash was screaming and obviously really, really upset, a word just popped into my head. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, obviously. But it's still there.
Do you think somebody put it there? Like, if somebody made Ashley go all wild tonight, is somebody messing around with your head, too? Like, is that it? Somebody just gave you a word?
No, I don't think it's anything like that. It can't really be anything like that. It's just a word.
Why would somebody give you a word? Can it hurt you? Can it help you? Is this the key to something?
Maybe. It's not important. It's just a silly thing.
Oh, just whatever you need to keep your mind off things, I guess.
You're the best, Mitch.
Aw, Jace, thanks, buddy. Thanks for inviting me along on this hospital trip.
I wouldn't go anywhere without you.
It's fun. It's not the mall, but it's okay. They've got popular mechanics, and there's plenty of Doritos in the vending machine. Mall doesn't have that many Doritos.
True. They even have, like, Cool Ranch, which is, you know, definitely different.
Cool.
Just, you know, Jace, let us know if none of us seem real, or the memory of Doritos don't seem real.
Look, okay, he was really upset. It's one of those things where I guess if you get screamed at your face enough, you start to actually, like, consider it. But, I mean, obviously everything's real, right? I mean, shit's not great, but it's real.
Well, maybe nothing's real and all of this is pointless.
Maybe it's all an illusion.
Yeah. Maybe we're but the playthings in someone's imagination or some profound shit like that.
I mean, after all the world's a stage and the men and women merely players. Except for, you know, for Shakespeare it was men and men because women weren't allowed on the stage, which is really messed up.
I mean, it was really the times, though, you know?
Yeah.
You guys see Aurora Belmont leave Ashley's hospital room. The expression on her face, it's not relief or, like, sadness that her son is safe or, you know, acting strange. It's just frustration. She kind of pinches the bridge of her nose and pulls out her cell phone.
I kind of get up and poke my head out. Is everything all right, Miss Belmont? Is Ash awake yet?
She, like, says into the phone, like, sorry, give me one second. Yes, Ash is up and awake and fine, and has run out of the hospital. So I have to go and deal with that. But I don't want to put anything on you.
Whoa. Okay. And I just look back to my two friends, an expression of abject horror on my face that I was not trying to show Miss Belmont.
You're not allowed to leave a hospital unless they tell you you can. I think that's also illegal.
How did he get out?
He jumped out the window.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to be fine, and hey, since he's not here anymore, you don't all have to be. You can go back to whatever it is you were doing. We'll go home, or do whatever.
But the plan is to get Ashley back here, right? If you jump out of a hospital window, you're supposed to go back to the hospital. Like, then you're not clear to go home after that.
Yep, I'm working on it. That's what, and she kind of gestures at her phone. That's for.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks. And she kind of takes a few steps back down the hallway and resumes talking angrily and directly into her phone.
Hey guys, I've got a really stupid idea.
I'm game.
What is it?
Let's go look for him.
Yeah.
He's on foot. He can't have gotten far.
No.
He's probably not even wearing shoes.
Break his mother's heart.
Well, I mean, I think he's already done that. Or, and he kind of looks back out at her as the voice just rises in a wave. Just really pissed her off.
Okay, let's go have a look around. Where would he go?
I don't know. Does he have any... Would he have gone home?
Leo kind of looks back at Ashley's mum, who is just yelling into the phone. I think he was trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. The mall? Park?
It's my first instinct to always go to the mall and see all the new soft pretzels and American Eagle shirts. But, and I don't know if this means anything, but like, Jace, you got that Kronos thing stuck in your head? I just remembered when we went on that field trip to the History Museum last year. I sat next to Ashley on the bus, and I wanted to talk to him, and he was kind of quiet, so I sort of let him be quiet, but, oh, he really liked that clock tower downtown whenever we drove past it. He seemed very interested in it, and I tried to get him to talk about it, and I don't know. Oh, I just remember that clock tower.
I think that's a really good place to start. I guess let's be heroes. Just quiet about it, you know?
Okay, whose dad are we calling for a ride?
Mine. Dad won't care.
Cool.
And so I call my dad and explain that Ashley is a hospital escapee, and we think we might know where he is.
What What kind of car does Piotr drive?
I want to say a sensible sedan, which is very different than what he drove when God Rangers were a thing.
But is it still red?
Oh, it is crimson.
Yeah.
It is that beautiful color of, like, fresh blood.
Beautiful.
It is. Oh, yeah. And it's nice. Like, it's a nice, sensible sedan because his severance package was plush.
So, you guys are all bundled into the car. Do you happen to know which clock tower he was particularly interested in? There are a few around the city.
The one that's right outside the history museum was the one he, I don't know, he just kept looking at it, and he had this kind of weird look on his face, and I asked him what it was about, and he just sort of shrugged it off, so I don't know what it means, but I think it means something to him.
Well, it's a good enough place to start.
Hey, Da, I've got a really odd question.
Shoot.
Kronos is still in the Cave of Nyx, right?
Although there is certainly no one guarding him at this present moment, and he would do heavy air quotes, but he is currently driving and is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I was last aware, yes.
Good.
Why?
I'm scared, Papa. Something about this isn't right, and I don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it. But when Ash was having his freak out, that word jumped into my head, and that scares me.
Was it something that he said to lead you to this, or...?
He kept screaming that none of this is real, that I was wrong, and that this wasn't real.
While it is certainly a fucked up place to live, it's certainly real.
That's what I was thinking, too.
And as he says that, as you're kind of driving through Halcyon City, there's this awful screech and a line of total blackness opens itself on the road. And Piotr, no, this is, immediately just kind of swerves around to try and take a different route as the line spreads out and starts gaining a human-like shape. It's about 9 feet tall of just black limbs, almost spider-like. There's a strange effect as they move, almost like an after-image, both before and after it takes a step. And it is chasing you.
Oh, fuck, a shadow. And Jace grabs both of his boyfriend's hand and his best friend's hand and squeezes very tightly.
What is that thing?
Papa used to talk about them. They're shadows. Monsters. Creatures avoid nothingness out of the depths of Tartarus themselves.
That sounds bad. What do we do? Do you fight these? Can you outrun these?
We can't fight.
People will be here to take care of it. It is best for us just to avoid it for now. And you guys, like, if looking over, like, his knuckles on the steering wheel are white.
In a very quiet voice for Leo and Mitch, Papa doesn't have his mantle. Ever since the registry, he had to give it up.
Leo just squeezes your hand hard. In spite of everything, like just this smile on his face, you know it's going to be fine.
And Jace just kind of melts. Yeah, it's going to be fine.
And as you guys are driving through the streets, there is the sound of sirens and that screech again, a bit more distant. You've put some space between you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Fifth Watch. I hope you enjoyed this latest episode. Sorry the last few episodes have been a bit short. We were kind of working around some scheduling issues, and I had to split this episode up into two parts, but we're back on track now for, gosh, whatever this arc is. So I would just like to take some time to tell you where you can find us on the internet, as well as give you a high-tide recommendation. So, If you'd like to find the Lost Library on Twitter, we are there at Lost Library Cast. You can send us an email via lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And as ever, our music is Save the World by Cambo. For this month's High Time recommendation, I would love you to go and check out Pop Culture Failure. Every episode, Jake and Sky cover some of the worst things that pop culture has to offer, anywhere from the Inhumans to Animorphs, and it's a lot of fun, and I would love you to go check that show, because I think you might enjoy it. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts from, as well as on Twitter, @failedpopculture, that is, without an E at the end of culture. So, I'll let you get back into the episode.
Piotr eventually pulls over, just turns to all of you and says, "Wait here for a moment," and steps out of the car.
"Papa?"
"I'll only be a minute."
"Don't do anything stupid, please."
"I never do."
"You never do." As soon as he's out of the car and the door is shut, he's going to do something stupid.
"I could have told you that."
"Big damn hero."
"It's not like we're in a position to stop him."
"I don't think I want to. I do, but I don't, but I do, but I don't." And then Jace, like, puts his hand to his forehead like he has a headache.
"Hey, everything all right?"
"We need to find Ash. He doesn't know."
"Of course he does."
"He could die."
"If you want to go out and look for him on foot, it's a really stupid idea, but of course I'm with you."
I can't ask you that, and I can't ask you that, Mitch."
"I'm in this thing till we get Ash back. I'm not leaving. I've never been out this late before, and it's exciting."
"Well, looks like you don't have a choice. Guess we're coming with you."
"Let's go." Jace flings open the car door and just bolts out.
The group of them spend some time kind of wheeling down alleys, mostly to kind of stay off roads. And you guys start making your way up to where you believe the clock tower is. And there's another screech and another flicker of darkness in the street. And then there's something else. Around where this shadow is beginning to form, there's a crackling green energy. There's the smell of ozone and kind of surrounding the form of this shadow recoiling against this energy is a thin veil of black smoke.
"That's different."
Leo kind of pulls both of you back behind some kind of building and pokes his head out. "Yeah, that's real weird."
"Has Aegis responded yet?"
"I don't see any cars or suits." From where you guys are, you see, like, Leo kind of recoil and, like, put a hand over his eyes as, like, this flash of green light illuminates the entire street. And there's this sound, like this tearing that reverberates. You feel your bones vibrate and then silence.
"Is that good? Is that bad?
Is the thing still there?"
You check around the corner and the only shadows are two being cast by figures standing in the middle of the street, illuminated by moonlight.
"That must be Aegis."
Looking out, you see the two figures like begin to have a conversation and start heading further up the street.
"Are they going the same direction we were heading, towards the clock tower?"
"In that general direction, yeah."
"Do they look like Aegis agents?"
"Give me and assess the situation."
"Ooh, that's a 9 plus my superior of 2. That's an 11.
"Okay. So you'll get an additional question to do they look like Aegis? By their frames, they could just be like kind of smaller and thinner adults, but like there's this undeniable aura about the way they are walking and talking to each other. But they might be about your age, which might suggest no."
"Okay. And my other question is, did that light trigger anything in Jace from this timeline or from others?
Two things did. The smoke and the green energy. And you're having this weird kind of overlay of memories and emotions tied to those two things.
Hey! And Jace kind of runs out after the two figures.
Leo gives Mitch a look and heads after him.
Yeah, I'm running after him too.
Jace, the two figures like stop and turn. You can see them a bit clearer now, like in the moonlight. Teenage girl and a teenage boy, again about the same age as you. Both very pale. The girl has black hair pulled back into a ponytail. And the boy has, he pulls down this like leather face mask to look at you. Again, very pale, but what would be a mohawk kind of style to the side with the kind of undercut. And boy, watching you approach just says, oh, shit.
Are you okay? Who are you? The shadow?
Yeah, we're fucking fine. Okay, I'm going to tell you what. You don't tell anyone that we were here. And that'll be reward enough or thanks enough for us saving you. Yeah? Got it? Grand.
No. Where are you going? I know you.
I don't know you.
Well, I don't know you either, but I know you. God, that didn't make much sense.
He, like, looks at the girl who kind of shrugs.
Do you work for Aegis?
Yes, definitely.
You're lying.
No, we're entirely legally allowed to have powers and fight anomalies. Yep, that is definitely a thing.
You're breaking the MDA. I could turn you in.
You could, but you're not going to because we saved your life.
Where are you going?
Home. Where are you going?
To find a friend.
Well, you have fun with that.
Jace, maybe we should just let them go. Like, we need to find Ashley as soon as we can. They didn't hurt us. They're not asking anything weird. We can think about this later. I think we should just get going.
See? He's got the right idea.
Aiden.
Huh?
Is that your name?
You can see him kind of, like, working his jaw and very clearly is, like, just trying to figure out any kind of response. And the girl is looking between this boy and, like, all three of you and looks scared.
Go, but don't forget this.
No, because now things are interesting. Who the fuck are you?
My name is Jace Petrov.
Don't ring any bells. You? Looks at the girl who shakes her head. Great. You're just some weirdo who's very good at names.
Iris.
Her eyes go wide.
And under his breath, how in Mars names do I know? How do I?
Leo, very quietly to Mitch. What's going on now?
I don't know. He's getting all kinds of things tonight.
Is he gonna freak out on us like Ash did?
I don't know. But we'll deal with that. We'll deal with it when we get to that. If we get to that. I just want to get Ashley and, like, go back and get in Mr. Petrov's car and get us all home safe. Or to the hospital.
Jace kind of clutches the side of his head. My name is Jace McGuire. Petrov. Athena. You shouldn't be here. He says loudly to Iris and Aiden.
Right. Clocked that. We were going. Is he drunk?
Well, if he is, it's not on purpose. Like, I didn't check the punch, but I know Jace, and Jace wouldn't put anything in the punch.
Right. We're gonna go ahead and do that thing we said we were gonna do, but... Ah, shit. Do you know our last names? Otherwise, I'm gonna have to beat the shit out of you. Just to make sure you don't tell anyone.
I was supposed to be your lawyer. And Jace just kind of falls to a knee, clutching his head.
Leo comes up beside you and kind of like cradles your head. Just kind of looks back at the other two and says, yeah, you two should go. And beneath the two of them, there is this swirl of black smoke. And the street is empty apart from you three. And Leo just kind of cradling you is like, hey, still with us, right?
Leo, where is my mom?
She's working, Jace. And Leo looks genuinely uncomfortable and adds, with Aegis.
And Jace begins to cry and leans on Leo.
And I think Mitch gives you guys a minute or two and then kind of puts his arm around you, also trying to help you, like, stand up and get walking again. And he says, what, Jace, I didn't know you wanted to be a lawyer after high school, huh?
Yeah. And he starts wiping his face. I want to go into criminal justice. If I'm not going to be a super, I still want to be a hero.
Heroes wear a lot of things besides capes.
We need to find Ashley.
That's what we're doing. We start by walking forward, and we just keep our eyes open.
Okay.
And we'll find him.
Okay.
Leo just takes your hand and makes sure he does not let it go.
Jace wouldn't let him.
And so you guys walk for another 30 minutes or so, and you arrive at the clock tower.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.